Chumba.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Listen, it's the Bert Show.
The lovely Joanna.
Yeah.
No, this is
nervous.
Don't be nervous.
Do you know what we're talking about?
This is a big week for Joanna.
Neither do we. Why is it a big week?
Oh, I do know what this is about.
Yeah.
When do you know too?
Yeah.
I do know.
Yeah, if you read my emails. So
why am I not copied on this email?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, because it's about you.
Oh, okay.
So this Friday, what is important, Joanna, about this Friday morning?
Well, this Friday is running of the brides.
Mm-hmm. And you're newly engaged.
I am.
Yep. So Joanna is a freshly engaged woman.
Yes.
Her and Jason are going to be happily married in 4 years. And
it's not 4 years.
No, three and a half.
I think an important question is, are you the kind of woman that buys your wedding dress before you ever get engaged? Or are you don't have your wedding dress yet, right?
No, I do not have my wedding dress yet.
Okay, because there's some women I think that do that. Asking if Joanna did that.
I tried on a dress once before at last running of the brides, just because I've never tried on a wedding dress before, mm-hmm. but no, never purchased one.
Okay.
So running of the brides is at Filene's Basement. It's something that we do every single year.
Mm-hmm.
It's taking place this Friday. Anybody can come down to it.
Yes.
And basically it works like this. Everybody lines up. People are going to start lining up on Thursday.
The day before. Yeah. In their tents and sleeping bags.
They make a tailgate party out of it. Then at 8 o'clock a whistle mm-hmm. blows and you run in. And you tear up the bridal section, you grab your dress, and you find as many dresses as you can in your size, and then you try them on, and you trade them, and you look, and, it, mm-hmm. and I know wedding dresses, they're beaded,
Well, and the way Filene's Basement does, and the reason people camp out, if you're not mm-hmm. familiar with Filene's Basement or the running of the brides, the reason people camp out the night before is because the dresses, the gowns, are only there for one day. So they ship them in on Thursday night. They put them on the racks overnight Thursday night. Then when we're on air and we announce the opening of the doors, mm-hmm. then you run in, you get your bridal gowns. They are not set up in any kind of order because they simply don't have time to put them in
right.
order.
Right.
So they have all different sizes. They have all different styles. And like, you know, Jeff said, there's some beading, there's some not. There's all different types of styles and designers. But they are designer dresses that normally go for thousands of mm-hmm. dollars that you can get for hundreds.
Absolutely. And I've been looking at wedding gowns and I know how expensive they can be. I mean, you put on a dress and you look at that tag and you try not to start sweating profusely because you're like, there is no way I can afford this $3,000 gown.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So this is awesome that they do have them on sale at $300, $400.
Right.
And it's an amazing, amazing deal.
The prices, mm-hmm. all the dresses are either marked $250, $500, or $700.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
And the original prices are $900 to $10,000.
Right.
So
these are not, you know, like discounted made, you know, gowns.
Right.
They are the designer
right.
gowns that mm-hmm. are going for hundreds of dollars.
So here's the deal. Now, there's an initial rush. Mm-hmm. Everybody gets something. And then all throughout the day, as dresses get returned to the rack, you can come in all day and buy them.
Correct.
But Joanna, you would think that right after she got engaged, she was so excited for this to happen. The first phone call would be to her family or to mm-hmm. her mom or her brothers or something like that. It wasn't.
You know.
It was to me. It was, Jeff, how do I get into this Filene's thing early?
Well, she's smart.
Of course.
She's smart. She's trying to
save
money. It affects your budget.
In the background, I can hear Jason going, did you say yes? Who are you calling? What are you doing? Like, it's important for a bride. And Joanna mm-hmm. is a hardworking member mm-hmm. of our team.
Mm-hmm.
So it's only fair that Joanna gets that opportunity to enter in Filene's Basement early.
Right.
Wow. I'm excited.
That's like a huge plus because you've got to go through the racks and look exactly what uh-huh. type of dress you want. Like if you want an A-line dress, right. a full dress.
Right.
But it's Jeff that is saying this to you. So you know it's not that easy.
So
I should stop being excited.
So don't be excited yet. It's an opportunity to go in first.
Jeff
always likes to make up games.
Of course,
yeah,
but
I'm still 10-year-old at heart. So, well, my thought was, you know, we always do contests and promotions and for front of the line and take the person who's in the front of the line and if they can do something, get them in an hour early and mm-hmm. all this stuff. So we can't just give this away and just go, here, Joanna, it's
listeners
yours.
Listeners would be mad.
So I came up with an idea this weekend, and I emailed everybody on the show, and they all had their ideas, and they sent them all back, and we placed them all in a hat. And we just think that from now until the running of the brides, you should just accomplish some tasks. And we're certainly not going to ask you to do anything that we wouldn't do, but we're not the ones who want to get into Filene's early.
Right.
Right.
So we've put all these tasks in a hat, and we'll draw one out each at the, you know, every show, and then the next day you have to perform that task. If you perform it successfully, then you move on to the next task, and if you perform all four, then 6 a.m., you're at Filene's basement, bagel in one hand, looking at dresses with your mom or your bridesmaid or whoever comes along.
She's not going near a dress with a bagel.
No oh, way. Sorry.
And I was going to, Jeff would, but.
Maybe a cereal
well,
bar.
I'm hoping, because there's more women on the show than men, that you ladies were nice enough to put some easy tasks in here, right?
Well, I haven't seen the task, so I'm ready to.
Oh, great.
I'm concerned on what they are if Jeff made them up. I'm
drawing the first one. The first task, Joanna, and this is what you have to do tomorrow. This is something that we've all done. Okay? We're not asking you to do something that you.
We would never ask you to do something we haven't done.
Okay.
So, tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. on our website, there must be a photograph of you. This photograph of you must be taken within 30 seconds of you waking up tomorrow morning.
Oh, no.
And we've all.
You remember the
done
Bird
this.
Show wake up pictures?
Oh, what? How great they are.
And somehow they're still in the Google sphere, which is so fantastic. But yeah, and you can't do anything differently tonight. You can't like go in full makeup and just lay in your back and not, you know. It has to be authentic. You go to bed however you go to bed and you wake up and you can't even, like you said, 30 seconds. The camera on the nightstand, you can't do anything. Comb your fingers through your, nothing.
No turning on the lights, nothing.
You can't turn on the light. You just.
I think Jen's, I remember mine, I seriously took my camera, and my alarm goes off. I never snooze or anything because Jessica's a light sleeper. Mm-hmm. So my alarm goes off, and within 60 seconds, I'm upstairs in my bathroom, and I put the camera right in front of, first thing I do is brush my teeth. It was like leaning up against the little cup that holds my toothbrush, so I couldn't miss it, took the picture.
little giraffe cup.
I remember Jen left hers on her nightstand because when she did it is when she was married at the time, and you could see her ex-husband's legs sticking out from under the bed sheet. Like it was,
and I snuck out from the bed with Katie so I wouldn't wake her up, and but I had no lights on, and I felt my way into the bathroom where the on the counter was the camera and took it before I turned the light on.
My camera was just in the bed with me because I was just too lazy to get up and do it.
Yeah,
so and, my arms just
so however
and
is
Wendy,
this for you?
Yeah, Wendy doesn't have anyone, so she could take it right in bed.
What the hell is wrong with you?
Well, thanks for rubbing that one in. I won't be looking for a wedding dress on Friday or ever.
So seriously, within seconds of waking up.
Oh no!
We've all done it.
I'm starting to think if that $3,000 dress is worth paying.
$3,000, you could get a $10,000 dress.
$10,000 dress. No. Right, just yeah, for I'll one
do it.
Picture.
Yeah, you're gonna do it.
I'm already engaged, so I'm not trying to impress anybody.
And
so.
he's seen it. So
he sees me what I look like in the morning.
Yeah, so he doesn't care.
Yeah, he does not care.
All right, I got it.
Is that good?
Yes.
Okay. You gonna do it?
Yes.
Oh, it's our joy.
All right, good job.
Nicely done.
Got this.
Listen, it's the Bert Show.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here. And if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.